The Obama administration is committed to cutting back the thicket of federal regulations. In January, an executive order told cabinet-level agencies to look for regulations that were obsolete, overly burdensome, or just plain too expensive. Now the president has expanded this pruning effort. The point man for the task is Cass Sunstein, the administrator of the Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs. He told us what's new.
What happened very recently is the president has extended those ideas to the independent regulatory commissions, like the Federal Trade Commission, the Federal Communications Commission, Consumer Product Safety Commission, and asked them to go through the same exercise to see if they too can reduce costs and burdens on the American businesses and the American people.
So the first time around it was cabinet agencies, and now we're down to the independents.
Exactly.
Okay, well, let me try to make this real because I'm trying to picture what you're expecting. Let's take the SEC as an example, because they just tried to rent 1 million square feet to accommodate a need to write many, many regulations, tens of thousands of pages estimated under the Dodd-Frank financial reform bill. So give us an example of how someone like the SEC might approach this.
What we found with the executive agencies is that they've been able to walk and chew gum at the same time. That is, they can issue rules that the law requires while also eliminating rules that the law doesn't require and that are imposing unjustified burdens on people. So to give you just two examples, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration just finalized a rule that's going to take away 1.9 million annual hours and burdens that are imposed on employers. Those burdens are just going to disappear, and employers won't need to fill out the forms anymore. A second example is the EPA has recently exempted milk producers from a rule involving oil spill. It's a complicated story there, but the upshot is that that's going to save tens of millions of dollars, actually well over $100 million every year for agricultural companies.
Now, are the regulated industries part of this progress, part of this process? Because it would seem like that's the best source of where the worst or unneeded regulations might be.
Yes. Well, we've been engaging very carefully with those who are facing regulatory burdens, and we've asked them for ideas about what rules on the books are causing problems and might be anachronistic, inconsistent with current needs, or just imposing costs that are too high for the benefits. So we have reached out to the public at the cabinet level to get stakeholders' ideas about what rules can be scaled back or streamlined. And we expect, and the president has asked, that the independent regulators will be doing the same thing, asking the public in about 120 days for ideas about how best to reduce regulatory burdens and help the economy grow.
Will there be some sort of online or public process for this?
I expect so. The executive agencies have engaged the public, and we're actually in the midst of public engagement right now with online plans for people to comment on, add to, make suggestions about, and we very much expect that the independent agencies will do the same thing. That's what the president has requested.
We're speaking with Cass Sunstein. He's the administrator of the Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs. Now, every administration has gone at this in some way or another, going back to, you know, my earliest memory is the Reagan years. And it's almost like kudzu. No matter how much they cut back on regulations, the next administration finds that it is overgrown. Is there any way that this kind of process can be institutionalized to keep unnecessary or burdensome regulations from growing like weeds in the first place?
Absolutely. And what President Obama has done actually goes well beyond what any previous president has done. President Reagan had a precedent-setting executive order, but it did not call for this look-back process. And this process of public engagement with 30 plans going out to the public for comment and suggestion, that's new. No president has done that before. One thing you'll see if you look at the plans is that they try to change the culture of regulation in Washington. They try to hardwire regulatory scrutiny, that is scrutiny of existing regulations, into the agency process. And multiple agencies have created new offices or added duties to new offices so that they won't just impose rules and then declare victory, but they'll have continuing scrutiny to make sure the rules that they've imposed make sense and should be continued.
Are there any rules that you have seen that kind of crystallize for you some of the egregious things that need to be stripped away?
Oh, absolutely. The Department of Transportation has a rule that's accomplishing considerable good involving train safety, but it overshoots in the sense that it imposes some costs that really aren't justified by reference to safety benefits, and the Department of Transportation has said exactly that. So what it plans to do is scale back on that rule, this is in its plan, in a way that will save initially up to $400 million, with savings over a number of years up to $1 billion.
Now, often there are state and even local regulations that get layered on federal. Is there any effort to work with some of the states in seeing if that could be harmonized?
Yes, definitely. That's something we're very alert to. And one thing that got considerable attention a few months ago was the issue of Department of Transportation requirements for signage and road safety and the possibility that those will not mesh very well with what states and localities are doing for signage and road safety. And we are looking very carefully at how to make that congruent, so that we don't impose unjustified burdens on state and local governments.
And so what's the next step now? There's 120 days. Are we in kind of a waiting period, or is there a way that people, agencies, or businesses can weigh in at this point?
Absolutely. We have right now for the cabinet-level agencies and others that are under the president's direct control a process that we're in the middle of where people can weigh in on the plans. They're all publicly available. There are 30 of them, and comments are being received to make them really better. And the next stage will be by late August, they'll be finalized. So we'll have kind of regulatory look back 1.0 completed. That will start a continuing process of scrutiny, but I'm hoping and expecting that in late August you're going to see some very significant developments in terms of burden reduction. That's the executive agencies, that is the agencies that under the are under the president's direct control. Approximately 120 days from now, we expect to see from a large number of independent agencies plans that will go out for public scrutiny and oversight, and those will be inaugurating another process where the independent agencies are going to be eliminating unjustified burdens too.
And from the sound of this, this goes to the core of what these independent agencies do. So it sounds like that you are expecting a all-hands-on effort here, including the top people, the administrators and the commissioners.
Well, what we've seen in a very remarkable and also historic development, the heads of a number of the independent regulatory agencies have celebrated the president's request. So we've seen from the head of the Federal Communications Commission, the head of the Federal Trade Commission, the head of a number of other agencies, a great deal of receptivity to what the president's called for. So we expect to see engagement at the very highest levels by the independent agencies. And in fact, less than a week in, we've experienced that very engagement.
And you also expect those that are career people there, because really they are the closest to the industries and have the most institutional knowledge.
Yes. What we've seen from the executive agencies is that the career people have, as you say, tremendous knowledge and expertise just by virtue of their experience. So they tend to know often. We did a rule in 1975, but it doesn't make so much sense in 2011. Or there's a requirement that's pretty expensive that was issued in 1988. We can scale it back in 2011 and free people up a bit better.
Yeah, like the buggy whips shall not have more than 10 barbs per 5 feet.
Yes, or restrictions that involve what we can do in our interactions with Yugoslavia.
Cass Sunstein is the administrator of the Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs. You can hear this interview again. Find links to more information on federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive.